November 30, 1929 Condition of man before sinning. How in each of his acts he looked for God, he found his Creator, he gave and received. How the human will is night for the soul. I was beginning my round in the divine will according to my usual way, and wanting to reorder all created intelligences in order with God, from the first to the last man that will come to earth, I was saying, I place my I love you upon each thought of creature, so that, in each thought, I may ask for the dominion of the divine fiat over each intelligence. But while I was doing this, I thought to myself, how can I arrive at pearling each thought of creature with my I love you? And my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, with my will you can do anything, and can reach anything. Now, you must know that, before sinning, in each thought he made, in each gaze, word, work, step, heartbeat, man gave his act to God, and God gave his continuous act to man. So, his condition was of always giving to his Creator, and of always receiving. There was such harmony between Creator and creature that, on both sides, they could not be without one giving and the other receiving, to then give his act again, be it even a thought, a gaze. Therefore, each thought of man looked for God, and God ran to fill his thought with grace, with sanctity, with light, with life, with divine will. It can be said that the smallest act of man loved and recognized the one who had given him life, and God loved him back by richting him with his love, and by making his divine will grow in each act of man, small and great. He was incapable of receiving the divine life all at once, he was too narrow, and God gave it to him sip by sip, in each act he did for love of him, taking delight in giving him always, to form his divine life in him. Therefore, each thought and act of man poured into God, and God poured into him. This was the true order of creation, to find his Creator in man, in each act of his, so that he might be able to give him his light and what he had established to give him. Our divine will, present in us and in him, made itself the bearer of one and of the other, and forming the full day in him, it placed in common the goods of both. How happy was the condition of man when our divine fire reigned in him. It can be said that he was growing on our paternal knees, attached to our breast, from which he drew growth in his formation. This is why I want that, in my divine volition, each thought of creature have your I love you, to call back the order between creator and creature. In fact, you must know that, by sinning, man not only rejected our fiat, but broke the love toward the one who had loved him so much. He put himself at a distance from his Creator, and a faraway love cannot form life, because true love feels the need to be nourished by the love of the beloved, and to remain so close as to be impossible for it to separate. So, the life of the love created by us in creating man remained without nourishment and almost dying. More so, since every act he did without our divine will was as many nights that he formed in his soul, if he thought, it was night that he formed. If he looked, spoke, and so forth, everything was darkness, which formed a dark night. Without my fiat there can be no day nor sun. At the most, a few tiny little flames, which can hardly guide his step. Oh! If they knew what it means to live without my divine will, even if they were not evil and did some good. The human will is always night for the soul, which oppresses her, embitters her, and makes her feel the weight of life. Therefore, be attentive, and let nothing escape you which does not enter into my divine fiat, which will make you feel the full day that will give you back the order of creation. It will call back the harmony, which will place in force the continuous giving of your acts and the continuous receiving of your Creator. And embracing the whole human family, you will be able to impetrate that the order of the way in which they were created may come back, that the night of the human will may cease, and the full day of my divine will may arise.